Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There, recommendations for ways to stay connected with art and culture while staying close to home for the weekend of August 21st, 2020. Earlier this week, I caught sight of a rack card for an unusual new business. It's called Come Sew, as in S-E-W, and it's a drop-in studio with sewing machines, cutting tables, various kinds of scissors, notions, and instruction. Anita Edwards opened Come Sew in the clean, well-lighted space upstairs above Gettables in downtown Port Townsend, and all of the appropriate safety protocols are in place there. A virtual tour and details can be found at comesew.com and on ComeSew's Facebook page. This is part of the slow fashion movement, repairing, upcycling, and creating clothes that look good and last a long time. Nearby is the lovely and delicious Cafe Tenby. This is the new incarnation of Pippa's Real Tea on Water Street with a picturesque courtyard in the back. I'll be honest, I wondered whether the place would be a little uppity, what with the high tea offered there. But I try to keep an open mind about these things, so I walked in on Sunday afternoon thinking about pastries and fancy finger foods. Turns out there are also goodies such as falafel, house-made granola and caprese sandwiches on bread baked in-house. Just as important, the staff and atmosphere at Cafe Tenby are friendly as can be. The food is sweet and savory, and it is a cosmopolitan experience. I chose the veggie sandwich on ciabatta bread, so there is the Italian influence. Between the slices are hummus, fresh carrots, cucumbers, pickled onions, and avocado. Now, I could have had scones and clotted cream for an after-lunch treat, but I was in a cookie mood. So I went for a chai-spiced shortbread, a blend of Indian and Scottish nuances, and the OMG cookie, which was, oh my God. Cafe Tenby is part of our rich local landscape of restaurants offering takeaway food worth going out for. The menu and the origin story await you at cafetenby.com. And finally, the Rose Theater continues to add titles to its movie menu. Available for streaming in your home or anywhere you have a good internet connection are foreign films, dramatic features, and documentaries about people around the world. They range from a newly restored Jazz on a Summer's Day to John Lewis, Good Trouble, to Fantastic Fungi. I watched Miss Juneteenth, a drama about a mother and daughter. It's a movie that brings you inside the household, inside the relationship, and it does that in an understated way. Miss Juneteenth is an example of how a movie can tell a good story, a realistic one, without being melodramatic. Details about streaming any of the Rose films are found at rosetheater.com. Hey, thanks for listening to What's Out There. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ.